And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Meg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Stooges, 1969. You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Stooges, 1969, taken from a new cherry red box set, a 3-CD box set. Obviously, you can get the online version if you want, called Motor City is Burning. It is a Michigan anthology, 1965 to 1972. Now, obviously, that covers quite a lot of changes in music. So some of it's a bit flower power, some of it's a bit rock, Some of it's a bit blues, and we're going to reflect most of that during the six songs we're going to play during this show. But it's not that all the way through. And you can obviously find out more by going to the Cherry Red Records website, which is...
cherryred.co.uk.
It is, yeah. And do go there, because obviously we have been featuring them fairly heavily of late. That's because around about this time of year, they seem to send us a load of stuff. That's why. And we can't wait it. Some of it's brilliant. So do check cherryred.co.uk, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And also, the Stooges have a website. Which is?
TheStooges.com?
It's Iggy and TheStoogesMusic.com.
Oh, God.
I think there have been a load of websites for down the years, and this is the one that pertains to the band The Stooges, who also became Iggy and The Stooges when he was kind of outgrowing them, but I think they kind of wanted to still be the band for the fame aspect of it, if that makes sense. And that track was by The Stooges, 1969. I love that song, but actually it's not even my favourite version. My favourite version is the first one I ever heard. It's a bit like your favourite Bond. The first one you hear, like to be the best one.
True.
But my favourite version of that was the classic Sisters of Mercy version that came out in the early 80s, and that I just thought was absolutely brilliant. But I've warmed to this one, of course, because it's a terrific song. So Iggy and the Stooges, music.com. Find out more. Motor City is Burning. Just type in Cherry Red and Motor City is Burning. You'll find it straight away. Should you be interested. Now, I've got a joke for you. If you've got a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff has sent us a poem in, and he's got his own thing. Let's hear it. I'll never tire of that. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's excellent.
I love it, and it's not a poem, it's a joke. I got carried away.
Okay.
Joke. Jeff says, even though it's winter, I'm going to start doing some spring cleaning. It shouldn't take long. I don't own many springs. Jeff, P.S. We all know the Gulf of Mexico should be renamed Si Senor. I like the sound of that a lot, Jeff. Thank you very much. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
It's good.
Right, now we're making a departure from the Cherry Red Motor City is Burning now, and we're going to kind of another thing we're featuring this week that is released. It's the February lineup of Damn It Records, Damnation's releases, and we're going to pick two songs, one at the start, one at the end, all right?
Okay.
On the show, well,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
One after the first one, one before the last one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
This one is from a band called The Dis... Oh, what is the Damn It Records thing again?
It's dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. D-A-N-N-I-T. Records.bandcamp.com, where you find out all about this stuff and these bands. You get more information from them, which is good, because I never have much information for them through Damn It, although they are improving a bit, I've got to say. And we did get a bit more this time. So now I know the band we're about to play, The Deceased, were originally formed in Wigan in 1978. Split up, got back together, split up, got back together. Probably had musical differences. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Right? But they've got back together in recent years, and they are playing now. And I've got to say, they look like a right bunch of wrong'uns. When I went to their Facebook page, what is The Deceased's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDeceasedPunk.
Facebook.com/groups/3725525739260 And why is it, Tony?
Oh, it's a
deflator. But, you know, they were formed in 1978. That makes them a minimum of 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So they're mid-60s. They can't be expected to know all this shit. But anyway, if you're listening, you know anything about The Deceased, help them out with a Facebook page. It'll save time. Also, if you type in The Deceased to Facebook, you are likely to find a number of pages dedicated to people who've left this earth.
Oh, thank you. Anyway,
who knows? Long and short of it is, it's probably been the internet too, Tony Neil, and this is Suburban Dreams.
Your new career, sorry, how you never saw the joke. Kids on trench, spending your weekends, not in massive lines of gold. Sweet, sweet, suburban dreams, your perfect life, fake what it seems. Screaming, screaming, suburban dreaming, you can see the loss, it comes at any cost.
Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Deceased and Suburban Dreams. Find out more, easy way to do it. Type in The Deceased to Google and put punk after it or Wigan after it, and you'll probably find them. But as I say, you might get a list of dead people.
Yeah. You know,
it happens. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I've not got enough.
Right. So you might as well talk about that, because you've got one, haven't you?
I've got one, and I'll save it.
Right, so you explain what's going to happen now, then. I'm leaving it in your hands.
Okay. Yeah, so first up, if you do have a Facebook comment, please do leave us one. Go to facebook.com/punkyourradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. Easiest way to do so, respond to last week's show, post in the Punky group, whatever you want to do, really. We'll see it. Only had one this week. Normally we would do it, but we had a better offer. So we're going to do a quiz time for Tony instead. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, wait. Brilliant. Oh, yes. That means it must be time for...
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
I'm so excited. You know, I had this plan, Tony. I had it planned. And it's questions based on Lisbon, right, in Portugal, right, where I've been over the last week, right? And what I was going to do was I was going to redo the jingle. So it went, Lisbon for Tony, 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 Lisbon. But then I just couldn't be bothered.
No, of course not.
So, three questions about Lisbon, right? There's obviously a right answer to them, but it's not a competition. We're just going to see how you do, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, I've been in Lisbon over the last week. Lisbon is thought to be the second oldest city in Europe, founded by the Phoenicians in 1200 BC. But what is the oldest city in Europe?
Rome?
Athens. Straightforward question there, Tone.
Yeah.
No mucking about. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
What a question. Rome is one of the oldest, but Athens beat it. You think about the Greeks were around before the Romans, weren't they?
Right, okay.
Well, you know, that's it. They were still... they didn't really have many battles, did they, together? I don't think. It was a... Weren't the Greeks pretty much done for by the Romans came, by the time Romans came along?
Absolutely
not. Don't matter. That question's taking too long. It's Athens, anyway.
Okay, right.
Question two. Mm-hmm. Lisbon, where I've been over last week, is built on seven hills. But which other famous European city is also built on seven hills? Well?
European capital city, did you say?
Which other famous European city is also built on seven hills?
Seven hills. Edinburgh?
You know, I can't believe you don't know this.
I don't know.
Rome is so famously built on seven hills. And you said Rome for the first question. Now you got Edinburgh. The answer I've got down actually is Sheffield. Right? I'm sure you were going to say Rome. I had to go with something else. Anyway, It's Sheffield or Rome, but I'd say Rome is the more famous of the two cities. Although, if you're into futuristic music, Sheffield is the home of both the Human League and Heaven 17.
Mm-hmm.
So you might feel... So anyway, question three. As you know, over the last week, I've been in Lisbon. I can't believe you got... You're so unlucky with that Rome. As you know, I've been in Lisbon over the last week.
Yeah.
However, I need to talk to you about the secret of the pastéis de Belém. Right. The pastéis de Belém, as you may know, Tony, as you may know, if you've been following my Facebook post over last week, the people in Portugal are obsessed with egg fucking custard. Right. And the pastéis de nata, oh, as I spell it, pastéis de nata, because they can't spell anything properly, even their own words. Right. The pastéis de nata is available in every shop you go in Lisbon, regardless of the kind of shop. They sell it absolutely everywhere. They're probably down a funeral parlour. They're in fashion. You know, wherever you go, you'll see a big rack of pastéis de nata. But the most famous one is the pastéis de Belém, right? Which, as I say, doesn't make me laugh, because Belém does sound a bit like Bell End. Mm. And they do tend to replace an M with an N on a lot of words. So it's almost the Bell End cake. But anyway.
Right.
Now, the most famous one, the pastéis de Belém, it's got its own shop, which is, guess where? Belém. And it's got a slightly different recipe, right? And there are only 5 people in the world that know the recipe of the pastéis de Belém. They have memorized the recipe. There's no written version. These 5 men, and I say men, Tony, these 5 men, because obviously women can't keep their gobs shut, right? These 5 men... therefore never travel simultaneously in the same aircraft or car. It's too dangerous, right? Because if they all die, the recipe's gone forever, right? My question is, which 2 famous other people cannot travel in a car together?
Isn't it the king and the descendant or whatever, William, I guess, no?
No, it's not. It's actually me and Steve at the Jigs, aren't
it?
Close behind people, Tony. I don't like it. It's too, I can't travel in the car with him. I think members of the royal family are not supposed to travel in the same car together. And I think you're right. It would be the king and the next in line to the throne. But I think more likely, it's my answer.
On the way to Sheffield via Rome. Right. On the way to Sheffield via Rome.
On the way to Sheffield via Rome. Yeah. Oh my God, I wouldn't do that again, Steve. Get too close behind people. I don't like it. So anyway, that concludes Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, 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 Quiz Time.
I'm pleased with that. It's one of our best jingles, isn't it?
It's great.
It's one of our best ones, yeah. All right. So, we seem to have been talking for half an hour and we're only on the 3rd song. We're playing 2 songs in a row now. We're going back to Motor City is Burning, the Michigan Anthology, 1965-72 by J Red Records. Stay tuned for John Lee Hooker,
ooh,
who features on it. But first, a band called The Woolies, Tony. No website for them. Can't find much about them at all. All I can really find out is they were formed in 1964 in Lansing, Michigan, a place where I have spent quite a few weeks of my life. I first went there in 1983. I went back there in 1990. And I went there again in 2006. And I went there again 2 years ago when I was traveling around. So I've got relatives here, you see. Stay Canada. Anyway, I've told you more about my travels there than I know about the Woolies. Sorry about that. If you Google the Woolies, you might find something. I didn't find very much. Anyway, stay tuned for John Lee Hooker. It remains poorly the internet too. Tony, Neil, and this is their version of the rather brilliant Bo Diddley song, Who Do You Love?
Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a green
Cutter.
Don't you know the big bee is burning? Anything in the world that Johnny can do. My hometown burning down to the ground. West her and bear now. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I just don't know what it's all about. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I don't know what it's all about. The fire wagon kept coming. The sniper just wouldn't let him put it out. Fire bomb busting all around me. And soldier was everywhere. Oh, fire bomb falling all around me. And soldiers standing everywhere. I could hear the people screaming. Sirens fill the air. I don't know what the trouble is. I can't sit around to find it out. I don't know what the trouble is this morning. I just can't sit around to find it out. Taking my wife and my family, and little Johnny Lee is curtain now. The Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. Oh, the Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. I just hope people, it'll never happen to you. Yes, yes. I can hear the farmer.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Rome.
Concentrate. We're nearly halfway there. Oh, Tony's on a prayer. That was John Lee Hooker on the track The Motor City is Burning, which the Cherry Red compilation takes its title from. John Lee Hooker has a website. What is it?
JohnLeeHooker.com.
It is JohnLeeHooker.com. The man died 24 years ago. However, not just the legend, but everything about him lives on. What an amazing guy. Also, a brilliant a brilliant significant appearance in the original The Blues Brothers. Don't even remember that. Just sat there singing Boom Boom, isn't he?
No, of course, yeah.
Having a great time. Tony 1, Paulie B on the internet 2, and that's it for a little while for music from The Motor City is Burning. But oh, geez, I've never heard that song before. I thought it was great. Did you do anything last week?
Mostly it was work related. Been busy doing that, which has been fun and games. We had some shitty news with the babies. Obviously we are now drummerless, officially.
Oh, no.
Drummerless. And we've had to cancel gigs.
That's bad timing. I thought you knew he was leaving, didn't you? Or was this not really how you wanted it to happen?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. We knew he was going, but he said he would do the gigs that he said he would do.
Yeah, he's on the gigs. Yeah,
and
not doing.
He's not doing that. Yeah, he's given us 2 weeks' notice. Well, not even 2 weeks' notice, really. He cancelled. He sent a text last week saying he can't do any more gigs apart from maybe the ones up to April, and then a day later told us he couldn't do them.
It's like he only joined the band so he could add me on Facebook. He put in a Facebook friend request for me a week or so ago. So,
well, there you go. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, you might find yourself unfriended pretty quickly, young man.
Oh, well, certainly don't rely on him for anything.
Yeah.
been practicing for this wedding thing on my own, been learning songs for that wedding gig, and we bought a horse trailer. I can't remember if we told you that our horse trailer nicked.
Right, so you've got another one, have you?
Yeah, we went down to Essex and bought and got it on Sunday. That was a day trip. No. No, didn't. No.
Look, I've already made a controversial comment about women. I might as well try and get cancelled.
No, it seems all legit.
You recognise the trailer you bought?
No. It's just a long
way. Did you be buying it again in a fortnight?
Yeah, exactly. It's a long, long fucking way. And it wasn't that. It was just not far from Ipswich. But yeah, that kind of way.
Right.
Manning Tree, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah. And today's Monday.
Was
so
there a Manning Tree when you were going?
There were several.
Right.
Yeah.
So it should be called Manning Tree.
That was it, really. Just, you know, the usual shit. How was your week?
Went to Lisbon. Mm-hmm. Had a week there. Went last Sunday. Came back yesterday, which was Sunday. Didn't fancy getting the metro when I got the airport. Anyway, there was this fella hanging around with this horse trailer.
Quite nice.
No, so the metro system there is brilliant, and the metro from the airport went directly to my hotel, which was the end of the line, so I couldn't fall asleep and miss it. Brilliant. The airport itself is a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. Lisbon airport is not well planned out, but anyway, got there. What I discovered about Lisbon is that, like, the second day that I was there, I decided there's probably water at the bottom of the hill. Everywhere's a hill. It's not built on seven hills, it's built on about 5 million, right. Anyway, I figured I'm at the top of the hill. If I walk south down the hill, I'm going to reach the water. And I did eventually, like 2 hours later. And fortunately, the tube system works out. You don't need to walk back up it. And so if you're sensible, you walk down the hill, you do what you're going to do, and then get the tube back up the hill. However, if you're me, what you end up doing is you go down the hill, then you get lost, ask for directions, or simply try and work out where you go and end up walking up various hills to get where you didn't want to be. What I'm saying is, Tony, Lisbon has its ups and downs.
Right, okay.
Also, the people of Portugal are obsessed, as I say, with their custard. And after a while, it gets rather tiring. Like, you can have too much egg custard.
Can you?
You really can, Tony. If you don't believe me, go to Lisbon. Have a week in Lisbon. Come back and tell me you're not sick of the sight of egg custard. Right, that's all I'm saying. Went to Coimbra for 2 days. Absolutely beautiful, brilliant place. Guess what? Makes Lisbon look like Norfolk. Right, it's a nightmare to walk around. Oh, my legs were so knackered. On Friday, I actually collapsed in the shop.
Oh, wow.
My legs just gave way. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Anyway, yeah. But I had a good time. Really good weather first half of the week. So I actually got some colour, because before I went away, I was practically transparent. So I got some colour. Second half of the week, it got a bit cloudy, but you know what? It was still a lot better than here, because I came back here to horrible guest rain and freezingness.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. So anyway, that was it. I kept up with sports and various things, you know, but that was about it, really. I had a week off, and it's meant I'm a little bit behind everything else. What I'm not behind is introducing the next song, Tony. What a smooth link.
Excellent.
I'll try not to get cancelled during how I did this. Right, so the Hawkins, Tony, we played them several times before. It is, what we're about to play is the new single by the Swedish punk and roll band. What I want to know is, what is the Hawkins Bandcamp page?
TheHawkinsMusic.bandcamp.com?
Ooh, TheHawkinsBand.bandcamp.com. TheHawkinsBand.bandcamp.com. Making it, Point of the Internet 3, Tony Want, and this is David's Bridge.
Try to cut me out from the feeling. I'm never gonna let you.
Listening to The Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Hawkins, track called David's Bridge. Find out more at thehawkinsband.bandcamp.com. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la.
Yep, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, can you email me tony@punkyourage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much did you watch them play? It is international, does not have to be in the UK. You do have to email me, and you haven't done. But hey, I've got two for next week.
Oh, if I'd known, I've got one for you for this weekend, but we'll hear about it next week anyway.
I've found one. So this Friday, Valentine's Day, Mondo Wave, Healer of Bastards, and Hot Flab are playing. It's an album launch gig.
It's soak music.
Yeah. Is it an exchange in Bristol? Who
Bloody
knows?
Hippies.
Exactly. But Healer of Bastards. Nice. But yeah, so if you fancy a bit of that, I think it's only £5 on the door.
Brilliant.
So check it out. Three bands. It's a Friday night. And let's face it, no one's got any plans of Valentine's Day. Does anybody go out Valentine's Day doing Valentine's Day stuff?
Valentine's night, is it? Yeah, we haven't even thought about that, have we? Because we don't.
No.
Because you've had enough of all that shit with the missus and I'm painfully alone.
Well, I'm dead inside, you know, so that's fine.
And getting deader.
Yes. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't do anything on Valentine's Day. I'm getting deader than I was.
Yep. Which is not, it's technically accurate, really. yeah, there you go. So if you do, go check it out. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm so alone. I will just mention, just before the next bit, that you know Nathan of the Friends in Tongs brings out a calendar each year. Sent me it. I've moved on to February. He's in touch with his sensitive side in February. He's semi-naked, stroking a pussy. Nice. It's wonderful. And apparently there are a few left via HailNason.com. HailNason.com. Check it out. Go to that website. And even if you don't decide to buy the camera, I believe you can see all 12 months upon it and you will not be disappointed. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. But anyway, we'll talk a bit more about it in the next bit or maybe even next week. But right now, I want to play, I want to play two more songs in a row from the Motor City is Burning compilation. So we're going back now to the mid to late 60s, early 70s, effectively. Stay tuned for the Rationals, but first, someone as an artist who is so rare and weird and can't find outable that even Cherry Red don't know much about him. All I really know about the artist Felix is that he did this around 1968-69.
Right.
That's about it. I got no website for you. It remains probably being internet 3 Tony 1, and this is Outside Woman Blues.
You lose your money. Great God, don't lose your mind. your mind. And if you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my money whilst I sleep. Cause in these days, the sawdown can't leave, and it might take a 4-day dream.
Pogo.
Listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath right now. Thanks to you, Shane. Great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Rationals track called I Need You. The Rationals from Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I happened to be April before last. And famously, before marijuana was legalized in many of the United States, you were only fined $5 for smoking a joint on the sidewalk in Ann Arbor. Certainly on the campus of the famous university there. Anyway, and I think what lots of students used to do was just walk around with a load of $5 bills.
Oh,
right. Just so they could just keep smoking the reefer all day. Anyway, the Rationals, can't really find out much about them. Haven't got a website for them. Now, you can have a go, if you like, at which record label's website you can find out about them. In fact, I will tell you, their releases were previously on Cleopatra Records. what is their Bandcamp page?
Well, let's go to cleopatrarecords.bandcamp.com then.
It is cleopatrarecords.bandcamp.com. I kind of gave you the point there. You will then have to put in /album/the-rationals, but I thought that was too hard. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet Story. Track called I Need You. As I say, can't find out a lot more about them. We've got one last track to play. That was also on the Motor City is Burning new compilation on Show You Ready, which I believe is out now. Are you doing anything this? Oh, I will also say, Felix, Outside Woman Blues, you know, what a great title for a song, because in my experience, being outside a woman is far less pleasurable than the alternative. Sadly, I've been outside one for a very long time. I'm so alone. Are you doing anything this week?
Aside from work, Saturday, we are obviously rehearsing with a new drummer, or trying him out. In our desperation, because we've been dropped in it and had to cancel a gig. Thanks very much for that. So we've got...
It's a bit harsh doing that, but you know, kids don't care about things, do they?
No, they don't.
It's what happens when you get a 17-year-old drummer in a band that's mainly the over 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got a guy coming on the positive side for that. We've got Scott, who is Tinseltown's drummer. He's right. Going to stand in. So we've already got three gigs, I think, yeah. He's going to do for us.
Oh, brilliant.
So we had to cancel one at the end of this month in Leeds. But apart from that, I think we're all right till all May. Right. Okay. And then we have got someone else interested who's coming down this Saturday. So hopefully it'll work out. Thank you. And then Sunday is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you on Sunday.
I'll be 48.
Wow.
This Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. You've reached the revolutions. You've been going through the AK, now you're getting to the revolutions. Yeah. I like it. Next year you'll be a minor. Year after that, the big Hawaii.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be Sunday a day off, obviously. I'll be going out with Steph and drinking, eating and all that. That'd be it, I think. Well, what are you up to this week?
Well, as this show goes out, Nottingham Forest will be playing Exeter City. If they win, they'll get through to the fifth round of the FA Cup and we'll play Ipswich Town at home in a few weeks' time. But this Saturday, they're playing Fulham. I'm afraid I'll be in transit during that match, most likely, because I'm doing nothing for Valentine's Day other than having a little cry. Mm. Right? But on Saturday the 15th, I'm getting the train early in the morning to Edinburgh, which we've already mentioned on this show, because it's Lux Lives, the return of Lux Lives, which is, they used to do it about once a year. It's around Lux Interior of the Cramps' birthday. He died almost 20 years ago. And since then, bands have got together every once in a while and they've covered Cramps songs. And they started it in Edinburgh. It's now in Edinburgh, Glasgow. There's one in Newcastle the same day, and I think there's one in Brighton as well. The Glasgow one was free. The Edinburgh one is, I think it's at Leith Cricket Club. Anyway, you'll find it. You type in Lux Lives Edinburgh 2025, you'll find it. Tickets are £13 in advance, I think. I've got my advance ticket. I booked my train ticket. I booked my hotel. The whole thing is costing me over £200. So what I'm saying is, yeah, that was fucking good. I know it will, because I went to one of the first ones in 2011, I think, and it was a superb night. That was when I met Paul Patterson, who was the relatively famous rockabilly guitarist who has become a very famous jazz guitarist who does the Django Reinhardt stuff.
Okay.
And he was in the band The Radium Cats that we played on the show a few times, and I met him that night. Anyway, I also met a bloke called Mike, and Mike McGuigan, Heg Tolo Mike, and his son is in, what are they called now, The Phlegm, who we played a few times as well. So I will actually be seeing some people I know at the gig and hopefully having a great time. I'm sure Mike will show up with his beautiful wife, who with his teenage sweetheart, and just make all of us want to kill him.
Yeah.
Also, this week, finally, my Indonesian illustrator came up with the goods while I was in Lisbon. So, I've now got the pictures for my book, and it can now get published.
Hey!
So, I've got to send that off this week to the publishers. I'll probably be a bit rude to them, because I have been so far. Why change anything? Hmm. And that's enough of that. I'd like to return to Damnations now, Tony. The latest Damnit Records February release, and we're playing one more track from them, as promised. This is the Del Chronics, and in the same way that the deceased look like wrong'uns are from Wigan, the Del Chronics look like wrong'uns are from Coventry. You can find out more about them via their website, which is, I will say, it's the Del-Chronics, how they're spelled. What is their website?
Well, let's go to the del-chronics.co.uk then.
It is. I'm being friendly this week, aren't I? Yeah. It's like, I'm going to be so alone this weekend, I want you to send me a nice text. the del-chronics.co.uk, thedel-chronics.co.uk, and I realise I haven't played it yet, but I've asked you that already, haven't I? Doesn't matter. These things happen. I'm getting very confused myself. You've been looking at the screen for too long and it's starting to affect me. This is the Del Chronics Burglar.
Lock at me locks, fans and knocks, say you arms, be one arms, hold me short, can't afford, I break in, who's waking in? Pizza offended a burglar. We offended a burglar. We offended a burglar. Pizza offended a disturbing ya. Just our prison, big decision. What are the quips? House is picked. No mean left. Only first. Flag in the flag. A mask in the bag. Pizza offended a burglar. We offended a burglar. We offended a burglar. Peace offended disturbing ya. No real choice. Pass me my voice. Robbing the rich. Shout on itch. Hate a snitch. Yes, I love a glitch. Criminal life. Trouble and strife. Peace offended a burglar. We offended a burglar. We offended a burglar, the pizza offended a disturbing ya. Pizza offended a burglar, we offended a burglar. We offended a burglar, the pizza offended a disturbing ya. Pizza offended a burglar, we offended a burglar. We are friendly to burglar, pizza friendly to stupid, yeah! To stupid, yeah!
You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the big beds this week. Tony, I can't.
That's okay.
That was the Del Chronics Burglar. Find out more, thedel-chronics.co.uk. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant, let's hear the thing.
Twat! Tony's indeed. Thanks for twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats are you with thanks. Every twat is born into. So we've got still within my bit of a twat log. And this week's entry is from Stiv.
Peg Tollow's Stiv.
He's got a B in his bonnet as Stiv.
Brilliant.
And here we go. So he said, Peg Tollow, Tony. On the 28th of January 2025 show, you played Paranoid by the Dickies. For the From the Vault segment, that was great to hear. I hope the Dickies get a few more fans. But Paul thanked Timo both before and after the song for this suggestion. And if you look at the attached email from the 9th of January, you will see that I, Stiv, sent in the suggestion. He says, okay, maybe Timo sent it in as well, but I doubt it.
No, and I should really have known that because they're from the same part of the world as Stiv.
I realise with Paul's... Oh, come in,
don't tell me, I'm getting crazy.
I realise with Paul's upcoming birthday and Punky's hordes of fans from around the world, he may have a good excuse to thank the wrong person. So Paulie B from Nottingham is a twat for thanking Timo instead of Stiv for sending in the link to the 2-minute version of Paranoid. Stiv, yeah. And he says, P.S. and P.S. I really don't care. I just thought it was fun to set the record straight. I hope Paul has a great time.
And I am sorry. You've kept this quiet as well, Tony, because you've had this a while.
I don't know when it comes through. 1st of Feb. No, I mean nearly 2 weeks. But we've been away. It came through probably just, I don't know. I lost track of time. It is all almost a blur.
Whatever.
This came through. Hands up.
I made a terrible mistake, but honestly, the amount of times I've got a band wrong, a name wrong, a website wrong, a song wrong, whatever. It's about time I got twatted. Lay it on me.
So, for thanking Timo instead of Steve for sending in the 2-minute version of Paranoid, Paulie B from Nottingham is a twat.
I have to say, there are worse people in the world right now.
Literally.
We've been doing worse things. But you're absolutely right. I do apologise, Timo. Right. Let's hear the thing again.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Is that? Shiny elbows.
Shiny was indeed.
One last song this week. Back to the Motor City is Burning Show Your Head compilation for one last time. We played the Stooges at the start. Now we're going to play Iggy and the Stooges at the end. Oh, the games I play. It's currently 3-3, Tony. One question left. What is, and it's not Iggy and the Stooges, because you've already heard the Iggy and the Stooges effective website. So we'll go with Iggy Pop. What is Iggy Pop's website?
IggyPop.com?
Yeah, it is, but I'm the twat, so fuck. IGGYPOP.com. Tony wins. Nah, nah, nah. And it's your birthday this week. Nah, nah, nah. And you got a girlfriend for Valentine's Day. Nah, nah, nah. Right, but I've got your horse trailer. This is Iggy and the Stooges. I got it right.
Yeah. down by a canyon. Well, check out.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Iggy and the Stooges. I got it right. Just before I ask you to mention some ways people listen to the show that they haven't done before, how would you feel if it was actually me that had stolen your horse trailer? I'm sorry to find it so funny. I wish I'd thought of it, put it that way. I don't want to do this. Utterly random.
I feel like you dropped me in it 2 weeks before a gig and I had to cancel it. I'd feel devastated.
Yeah.
And annoyed. Maybe.
Yeah. What would you do if a 17-year-old drummer had stolen your horse trailer? You'd twat him on next week's
show. I'd twat him, yeah, that's right. Email me.
All right, let's hear a couple of ways people can hear Biff and all that, you know, what we're doing.
Visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, various things you can do on there. Do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like dunkradio.com, radioandrew.se and radiofocusing.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify app in the podcast section. Also Amazon Music in their podcast thing. I can barely talk. I'm so outraged.
Welcome to my world.
Finally you get yourself Alexa device. Just get that skill, wave it in her face, and then 2 weeks before you turn it on, just throw it away. Throw it away.
Not that you need cheering up. Might I suggest an egg custard? I might see one or two of you at Lux Live this week. This show's been about 5 hours long. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo-gapoo.
Budger Guns! Budger Guns!